From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed a roadmap for peace in Syria. Foreign ministers adopting the U.S.-drafted resolution late Friday after a day-long meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. Absent from their text in their resolution is any mention of the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Obama outlining his plans for the final full year of his term. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference on Friday, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant even as his administration works with the international community to pressure the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
President Obama touted also big wins for his administration this year, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asia-Pacific trade deals, and a U.S. Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says partial results show Rwandans have voted to change the Constitution and allow President Paul Kagame to run for office many more times. Friday's referendum asked for approval of an amendment to shorten presidential terms from 7 years to five, but the amendment makes an exception for Mr. Kagame, allowing him to run for a third 7-year term and 2 more 5-year terms after that. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.